I asked Donegal County Council to secure more funding so that more vehicles can be purchased and to train more personnel so that more routes can be gridded. I suppose the example I would give everybody, councillor, I suppose, can give examples in their own area. Of course, mine is north and his own. And the two routes that stand out for myself actually are from Ballinacree Chapel out to Glenagivney and from the crossroads in Greencastle down to Shrove, which incidentally is on the Wild Atlantic Way route. I had many phone calls in relation to these two routes from very concerned residents living there. I can honestly say that if the emergency services, for example, the ambulance or the fire brigade had to get there quickly, they would have to do so with great difficulty because the roads were very, very bad indeed. Plus, the school buses go down there early in the morning to pick up children. It's very dangerous. It really needs to be dealt with. I have spoken to senior people within the council in relation to this matter, and I do want to thank the council. They have agreed to contact the Department of Transport, the TII, in relation to this matter, and hopefully that they are successful in relation to securing more funding. But I do intend to follow up on this on a regular basis because this issue really has to be resolved. I look at it from the point of view of road safety. Up to now, we've had no serious injuries or fatalities, thank God. But really, it's just a matter of time before someone maybe will be seriously injured. So this really has to be addressed. But I do want to thank the council for taking my concerns on board. But we need more money to secure more lorries, to get more personnel trained up, to make the roads more safer for the people. So that was my motion on Monday, and I want to thank the members of Donegal County Council, all the councillors, for supporting my motion, and I had 100% support in relation to this matter.